With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Stephon Devereaux. Stephon Devereaux Show. Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. People. I can't wait. This Saturday night, October 30th. Bell time, 7 o'clock. 2125 Beacon Street, McKeesport, PA, 15132. Go to bit.ly/PWXOctober and get those tickets to McKeesport Havoc. I can't wait. And I got a guy, man, I couldn't wait to get this dude on. It's been a minute since I've had guests because, you know, I don't like doing guests, but I got one guest in particular that I've been waiting to get on. And it's the new color commentator of Pro Wrestling Express Television. Which you can go to
actually, I do
page
a little,
check it out. Said it again?
I do a
Derek bit, Wayne, Derek Wayne.
I do. It is Derek Wayne over here. And I do a little bit of play-by-play, too, whenever Joey Reckless can't keep up.
Well, hey, Joey Reckless is probably one of the best play-by-play guys out there in the business. He's low-key. You know, he's not talked about, you know, enough, in my opinion. But it's okay, though. People go to the Facebook page and check out the PWX TV show, or Bethel Park audience, check out the PWX TV show. But Derek Wayne, I want to thank you for finally joining me. You know, I've become probably a fan of yours, Derek. Low key, Stephon Devereaux,
oh, really?
CEO of PWX, has become a fan of Derek Wayne. You are one of the best color commentators, young color commentators out there, and it's time for you to get your respect.
Oh man, let me ask you something. If I'm such a fan of yours, okay, yeah, why don't you go ahead and book me as a wrestler?
Well, see, here's the thing. I mean, I'm just saying. Look, I just don't think you're ready yet.
We'll save the excuses for later. We'll save the excuses for later.
As the CEO of PWX, I have to make sure that each wrestler is prepared once they get in the ring. We cannot have mistakes like I had before with the guy who got in the ring. And anyway, that's another story.
Okay,
are you excited
okay,
about I'll put it like this. Are you excited about this week's show?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely excited. I'm definitely ready to go into this show. I can't wait to sit up there and, I'd rather be in the ring, but I can't wait to be able to call some of these matches. It looks like we got some really good matches on the card coming up.
Yes, we do. I'm actually impressed with how things have turned out so far with Pro Wrestling Express. Remember, we were a company that were left for dead. We were told that we're done, and that was a year ago. And here, a year later, you know, we got the longest reigning PWX champion, in my opinion, because they could sit there and say about the other guy, but this guy right here, O'Reilly Chambers, who I don't agree with a lot. I don't agree with the things that he does, but
you don't agree with him because you want him to shake hands and kiss babies, and you want him to be this great guy when you're looking past who O'Reilly Chambers is and what made him PWX champion for so long.
Why can't he be more like Josh Kavat? Joshua Kavat is probably one of the best. Joshua Kavat is probably one of the most popular wrestlers in our area. And why? Because he go out there, he works hard, he doesn't cheat. He doesn't cheat.
Okay.
That's why
he doesn't cheat, but he also doesn't win. He also doesn't win. How many times have we seen, okay, maybe in a tag team situation, but how many title matches have we seen between Chambers And Kavod.
It's because Chambers cheats.
Well, at least it gets the job done.
Oh, goodness. So you're one of those guys, Derek. Derek, I thought you was one of the nice guys, man. Oh, my goodness.
You thought. Okay. I only did the whole making everybody play by the rules because that was my job as a referee, and I absolutely hated that job. Hated that job.
See, I thought that, you know, once we put you in a commentating booth, you know, that you add a perspective to the matches. But I've been noticing that, now that you mentioned it, you have been sat in with guys like O'Reilly Chambers recently. Okay, how about this? Situation that's going on between Bud Cassidy and Gusta Gardner. Now, you can add something to this because Gusta Gardner, from what I understand, you used to be his supervisor. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, that much is true. I was Gusta Gardner's supervisor, but, you know, after a while, you kind of figure out that the guy can't really be helped. I mean, I don't know what his obsession is with gardening, but I think he should focus on wrestling a little bit more than gardening, or he can get out of wrestling and go ahead and follow his passion for gardening. You got a guy like Bud Cassidy. I mean, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. He's a lovable idiot. Lovable idiot.
Did you call him an idiot? He's a hard worker. The guy's out there. Do you not watch the show? He's doing odd jobs with Gusta Gardner. He got his own segment now. I mean, like, how the hell has Gusta Gardner got his own segment on the show now? That makes no sense, but from what I understand, he's a hard worker and people respect him. That's why he got it. But anyway.
he's a hard worker, but he doesn't really have the brains. He works hard, but doesn't really think hard.
But you're saying Bud has the brains of the Cassidy family? Oh,
absolutely. You know what? If you want to go ahead and call out my time as a supervisor for Gusta Gardner, why don't you go ahead and point at my time working alongside Bud Cassidy? Okay? That's why almost every match that Bud Cassidy goes into, he wins.
Oh, so you're saying you're the reason he wins? Oh, my goodness. See, Derek, see this? I was starting to like you, Derek. I was really starting to like you, but now I'm starting to feel like, dude, we're on a different side of the aisle here, bro. I mean,
oh,
if Bud is so smart.
On different side of the aisle.
If Bud was so smart, okay, why is he taking a partner into a match that doesn't want to be on his side against a team like Pure Ignorance this Saturday night? Why is he doing that? If he was so smart.
Oh, man, here's the thing. He's smart because Gus doesn't really know what to do in that ring by himself. He really doesn't know what to do in that ring by himself. But if you give somebody the brains of Bud Cassidy leading him through, like Bud Cassidy could probably beat Pure Ignorance by himself. I mean, no knock on Pure Ignorance. No knock on Pure Ignorance. I know that they're tag team champions in other promotions. I've seen their work in other places. Matter of fact, I've actually refed a few of their matches. Now, I know that they're a great tag team, but I also know how great Bud Cassidy really is.
Bud can't even keep his own daggone family in check. How's he supposed to beat Pure Ignorance by himself? Come on, man.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Out of the whole Cassidy bunch, Bud Cassidy is the smart one. Every once in a while, you have a litter of smart kids or whatever, and then you'll occasionally get the dumb one. It's the opposite in his family. I've met his family. It's a little interesting over there. But Bud Cassidy is an absolute genius. Matter of fact, I'm more out there to go ahead and follow Bud's lead. I'm not going to sit here and take credit for Bud's. Yeah, exactly. I'm not here to take credit for what Bud Cassidy has done. I'm here to say that if you listen to Bud Cassidy, you end up on the winning side every time.
Oh, goodness gracious. I heard enough about Bud. No, let's move on. We only got a few minutes here. Let's move on. The TV title
match. TV title match.
Slice taking on Sinborn. And Sinborn, he said... Actually, it wasn't Sinborn, it was Lilith. Lilith said that this is going to be a sacrifice. that PWX is they left sliced out the sacrifice. Let them sacrifice. Look, I don't want to get into all that, but who do you like in that match?
I have to go with Sinborn. Sinborn, what? 100%. I'm sorry. You and I both watched. You and I both watched Pure Your G's challenge.
Yeah,
he couldn't beat him in
challenge.
Under 10 minutes.
Yeah, he couldn't. Good point. Got that.
He couldn't beat him. Not only could he not beat him under 10 minutes, he got beat under 10 minutes.
Well, okay. Well, speaking of Superior G's Cash App Challenge, Le Artiste, J. Rue, is taking up that challenge this Saturday night. What do you think?
Man, it is so hard. That is a hard one for me. Because
yeah, me too.
Personally, I've worked with J. Rue. I've worked with him as a promoter to a worker. I've worked with him. Not that I'm the promoter. I would never go ahead and take that. But I've worked with him over his promotion over MVP. I've seen what he can do in the ring. I've actually been chopped by J. Rue. You know, just because I can't wrestle in your company doesn't mean that other companies haven't let me in the ring. And
what?
I've been in battle royals. Yeah, I've been in battle royals over at MVP. Okay.
Hold on. Screw that. We got a minute and something seconds. Let me tell you this real quick, buddy. You've been running your mouth a lot this show. You've been running your mouth as you want to pretend. You've been running your mouth a lot. Let me tell you something. If you're big and bad, we got something coming up this Saturday night for the fans, for the kids. We got the Monster Bash Battle Royal. If you're that man, if you're that dude, you go in there and win. I'll put you in that Battle Royal. If you win the Battle Royal, guess what?
What?
You'll get a contract. A professional wrestling contract, not an announcer contract that you already have. We won't answer that. We'll give you a pro wrestling contract with PWX. You that man?
You see,
Devereaux,
mm-hmm. You finally make sense. Stephon, this is all I've ever asked for the last 3 months now. All I've ever asked for. You give opportunities, but you give more opportunities to other people. Let's be real. How many times have we seen Kavad versus Chambers? How many times have we seen Fight Society go out there? All the things that Fight Society did to make your life hell.
Business.
And then they go out and just demand things.
It's
they
business.
Demand things. And you go ahead and give it to them. It's business.
Business.
It's business. I'm sorry.
You understand.
But
you'll understand.
I'll understand.
Hey, look.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, you'll understand when I win that over-the-top rope battle royal.
Well, Derek, we'll see. But we got to run. Derek, I want to thank you for joining us. And Stephon Devereaux, Show Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. Don't forget, bit.ly/PWX October. Get those tickets. This week, Saturday night. We'll see you then.